Coming up on Only a Game, fame, fortune, lifelong friendships, and a 35-year wrong set right. Should I even mention this story is set in skateboarding? But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Oh, I'd mention it, Bill. I'd insist on it, in fact.
That's why I did it. In happier days, FIFA officials probably figured that there was no safer place for them than a five-star hotel in Zurich. This week, not so.
This is, I do not recall a sports story like this one ever. Between the Swiss police and the FBI, international soccer has been exposed as one gigantic RICO indictment.
Swiss authorities are also investigating the awarding of the 2018 World Cup to Russia and the awarding of the 2022 World Cup to Qatar. The U.S. Justice Department has said the 14 indictments handed down this week constitute only the beginning. And Vladimir Putin has charged the U.S. with having expansionist designs on the World Cup. You can't make this stuff up, right?
This is so great. I'll tell you, though, the people that I think actually should be nervous are the people in the various executive suites at FIFA's corporate partners around the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, indicated that she was going to talk about people who do business with FIFA, too.
Well, some of those corporate partners have been making noises about finding somebody else to partner with, as I understand it.
Well, I'm sure the NFL will take them right in. And over there in the corner, you know, in disguise, is the IOC.
Yes, indeed. Sepp Blatter's defense was, quote, "I can't monitor everybody." Julie Foudy, later the U.S. women's team, tweeted, "Could you have monitored somebody?" Does that seem like it would have been too much to ask?
Actually, Bill, it's not that hard to monitor the crooks in your operation when everybody is a crook.
Charlie, now that Sepp has a fifth term, I don't know how to go on with that question.
They needed an experienced hand to guide them through this crisis.
But is there any chance he sees the light and suddenly FIFA goes straight? I don't know.
How do you possibly reelect this guy?
I don't know. On the bright side, the new edition of FIFA 16, the electronic soccer game, will include women's teams for the first time. I just don't think that's going to be enough to make people forget the indictments.
I don't think Loretta Lynch is going to go easy on them over that, no. We have to emphasize, this is an entire sport that is corrupt.
Right.
At its top levels.
Right, exactly. All right, it's the Golden State Warriors against the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. This seems to be a matchup that excites quite a few people. Tickets on the resale market are currently going for triple the cost of attending last year's Game 1 between the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat. You think this series is going to live up to the hype and the high cost of attendance?
I do. You've got the rising star in the league in Stephen Curry. You've got LeBron James back in Cleveland trying to get himself a title. There's nothing that should hold people back from going to these games. I think it's going to be a heck of a series. I think Golden State will likely win because they are virtually unbeatable in their own place.
We've got 7 days to wait before the finals begin. That's the longest shared layoff in NBA history. June 4th is the day that these finals will actually begin. I hope people remember that the season's still going on.
Well, can you just imagine, though, how many bribes could change hands if this was international soccer?
That's right.
In those 7 days?
It came back to soccer. Somehow I knew that it would. Charlie, how big does the legend of LeBron James grow if his Cavaliers win this championship?
Oh, this would be the final closing argument to the jury on can this guy be reckoned to be the best player who ever lived. Mm. If he comes back to Cleveland and wins them a title with the team he has now, that puts him in the discussion, as Reggie Jackson used to say.
Will the layoff be a factor? I mean, is either of these teams less inclined to be rusty after 7 games
off? No, I think at this point in the season, you need to heal up more than you need to worry about being rusty. Mm. The Warriors had a few problems with head injuries in the last series, so I think they're happy to take 7 days off.
Ronda Rousey is the women's bantamweight mixed martial arts champion. Her next opponent, Betch Korea, brought suicide and drugs into this week's trash talk. Rousey acknowledged her own drug history and her father's suicide in a recent autobiography. Charlie, I don't follow mixed martial arts very closely, but isn't making Ronda Rousey angry kind of stupid?
You know, I don't follow it that closely either, but I suspect what Ronda Rousey's next opponent has done here has made the mistake Ernie Terrell made against Muhammad Ali, where he wouldn't call him Muhammad Ali, except probably double the revenge factor.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, as I understand it, in mixed martial arts, you can do a lot worse things to somebody.
Oh, yes. That's why they call them mixed martial arts.
Exactly. All right, you're a golfer, so I think you're going to appreciate the recent excellent adventure enjoyed by Tony and Janet Blundy. On Sunday, at a course in Michigan, they each had a hole-in-one on consecutive shots. Tony had the honors. I wonder if after his drive rolled into the hole, he turned to his wife and said, okay, let's see you match that.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, if they're playing for money, that's a tough way to get a half out of a hole.
I just can't resist the idea that she'd turn back to him and say, there it is, okay.
That wasn't hard.
It was all right. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Charlie, thanks very much.
Stay away from the FBI, Bill. They're bound to go for fans sooner or later.